WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A&M President Bowen Lofton told Bryan Rotary Club members yesterday that he would hesitate to make any changes in the culture of the university. Lofton says attending a meeting of former students is one example of how changes occur naturally. Another is Ring Day.
Ring Day was not in my day like it is today at all. I went to the Koch building and got my ring in a small brown envelope in a teller's window, basically, by myself. I had no entourage. I had no photographer. I had no band. Okay. Now we had 22,000 show up on Ring Day. Okay. It's changed. So my point simply is that traditions will change. The university takes care of itself.
Addressing a record number of 9,700 freshman students, Lofton says the real bottleneck is scheduling labs, having to have them for the first time on Fridays until 10 p.m. Bryan firemen extinguishing a fire in a Westside condo yesterday during the noon hour found a dead body. Inspector William Bell says they had to put out multiple fires.
There was a fire in the end of the kitchen that consumed part of a pantry and up through the wall area. There was a fire in the center of a bunch of light combustible material in the living room and in the two bedrooms.
Bell says the man who lived there alone was found with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This was at the Twin City Condominiums on Verde Drive off 2818 between Villa Maria and Turkey Creek Road. Bell says residents in the remaining units of that building had been allowed to return after it was evacuated. Fire damage was limited to the one condo. This evening is the 19th Candlelight Vigil, sponsored by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Spokeswoman Beth Milam says part of tonight's program recognizes 30 years of work by the Sexual Assault Resource Center.
The vigil is going to be a retrospective look at the last 30 years of not only domestic violence, but sexual assault, to see how far we've come, what it looked like in this community 30 years ago before SARC was around and before Twin City Mission Domestic Violence Services were so well known. And so we are just so excited to show people the progress that we made and how far we've come as a community.
Tonight's program begins at 7 at the Brazos County Administration Building in downtown Bryan. Brazos County is one of the top 10 counties in the country responsible for more than half of all death row executions since the 1970s. That's according to a new study from the Death Penalty Information Center.
2% of the counties in the whole country are responsible for the majority of executions and the majority of people on death row.
Spokesman Richard Dieter says the report refutes the notion that capital punishment has broad support across the country. Six other Texas counties in the nation's top 10 are Montgomery, Harris, Dallas, Tarrant, Bear, and Jefferson. Executions are continuing thanks to new supplies of drugs from a compounding pharmacy in suburban Houston that are not subject to federal scrutiny. Three death row inmates filed a lawsuit claiming untested pentobarbital amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was among 8 Republican House members from the House area who held a conference call with reporters yesterday. Flores promoted getting a 1-year extension of Obamacare for individuals, as has been approved for businesses, and treating federal employees in the legislative and executive branches the same as all other individuals.
I think that Harry Reid's going to have a hard time defending himself by saying, you know, I'm justifying this because I want members of Congress of the White House to be treated better than Americans, than everyday real-world Americans. And that I believe that corporations should get a 1-year delay, but individuals should not.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear the entire conference call, which also included Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands. The rumor came out last week. Today, it's supposed to be confirmed. That's the declaration of State Senator Wendy Davis running for governor. She'll make her formal announcement to seek the Democratic nomination in the Fort Worth suburb of Haltom City. Meanwhile, in the Texas Lyceum's first head-to-head poll, I Don't Know, is in the lead. Pollster Darren Shaw says of those with a preference, Davis tells Greg Abbott, trails Greg Abbott 29% to 21%.
If I'm Davis, the incumbent party candidate is right around 30%, despite having been in office for a dozen years. if I'm Abbott, and right now I'm drawing about what you'd expect, and if I keep online, I'm going to win this thing by, you know, double digits.
Davis and Abbott split the women's vote, while Davis enjoys a lead among African Americans and Hispanics. And a process server in Houston left her mark after she wasn't able to serve papers.
Mitch Zarsky says the first time the woman approached him outside of his high-end home, he denied being him because he thought she was a saleswoman. He says she likely ran his license plate on a trip back and figured out she'd been duped. And she was so unhappy that she urinated in his driveway.
It's quite shocking to see someone that age. She appeared to be literally a real nice grandmother type, which I guess that's her cover, do something like that.
But she did, and his home security cameras caught the whole thing on tape. He says if he's still going to be served, he would like fresh papers because he fears the old ones may have been, well, contaminated. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:12 at 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hi, I'm Donna from the Jewelry and Coin Exchange with exciting news. We're having a retirement liquidation sale. You know the Jewelry and Coin Exchange has the best everyday prices in town for fine and fashion jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver. Our everyday prices are lower than the sale prices at other jewelry stores. And now we're liquidating wall-to-wall up to 50% off. Hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. Open extended hours Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A little cloudiness will give way to some sunshine as the day goes on. We'll run the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Any activity will be isolated, highs near 90. Tonight it looks like it's going to turn cloudy, lows will be near 70. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high up around 90, partly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Clouds may be a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. An interesting tradition here in Aggieland with the memorial collection that's at the former student center. We'll share that with you. Also, there was playoff baseball last night, and Texas is going to have to go without their starting quarterback tonight in an unusual Thursday night game. All that and more, we'll cover it for you in sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:52.
Who do they play?
Iowa. The Cyclones.
Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Don't play Iowa. So this last story you had, Kat, this is a process server that went to do her job and
did her business.
Yeah, and he wouldn't accept the papers, and so she just squatted down, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not in front of him, but in front of his cameras.
Yeah, well, still. Well, I'll just do this and nobody will see it.
Just shows you that brats can be old people too.
And she's a grandmotherly type, huh? Yeah. And this wasn't anybody. This is just a guy, huh? We don't know.
Some guy in Houston.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
But yeah. Someone apparently with enough money to have cameras outside of his house.
Yeah, well, yeah, they'd set upscale home. Okay, well, just wondering. Glendale, California family is pleading with the public for help in finding a deceased family member's ashes, which were stolen Sunday from their minivan. Lois Larocco passed on August the 28th, cremated. Her ashes placed in an 8-by-11-inch round navy blue leather urn, in case you see it. The urn was concealed inside a bright purple velvet satchel. Thieves broke into the family's minivan, which was parked outside the home, and stole roughly $6,000 worth of valuables in the urn. A relative picked up the ashes from a local funeral home last week, returned them home, leaving the ashes hidden in the back seat of their minivan for 3 days.
Why are you leaving Grandma in the
minivan?
Well,
that's kind of what I'm wondering. I mean, why are you hiding it, first of all? And why is it sitting there for 3 days? And, again, it was... And you put it, of course, as you should, in a bright purple velvet satchel. I do that, too. I can't remember where I left my bright purple velvet satchel.
You know what's sad?
What?
I can tell you exactly where they are at my house.
Yeah, okay, see?
And it's in purple.
Info.
Nation.
Okay. Bright purple. Velvet.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the way they came.
Okay. Very good. To
the train, the plane, the bus. I've jokingly introduced people to Mom.
Don't they want to put Lois up on the, I don't know, the mantle or something?
I didn't want to.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at your calendar. Hunting season's approaching. So approach it right back with a John Deere Gator RSX from the Go Anywhere vehicle that's game for anything. Whether it's for a hunting trip, working the land, or exploring new places, the powerfully built John Deere Gator RSX from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment delivers. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has them at $500 off. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 10/25/13. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
617, good morning. It's October 3rd, day 276. If you keep in count, got 89 of them to go. It is family TV show day. That's harder and harder to find. Because, you know, you come up with a fun little happy type show like Malcolm in the Middle and you see what happens to those people.
Or Hannah Montana. Yeah, good gravy.
Just saying, it's horrible. It's Techies Appreciation Day. When you need them, you need them.
Yeah, it's
and,
a fact.
Virus Awareness Day, and my thought is that it's that kind of virus, you know, having to do with techies as opposed to stuff that gets us sick. Okay, we got birthdays.
Birthdays. Ashley Simpson is 29,
wow.
Which in itself is just kind of over, but nonetheless. Sean William Scott is 37. He was in the American Pie movies. India Ari is 38. She's a musician. Uh-huh. Kevin Richardson is 42. He's in the Backstreet Boys.
I know you're going to get to somebody I've heard of in a minute, but, you know, we're not there yet.
I've heard of Kevin Richardson.
Yeah, okay.
Gwen Stefani?
Oh, yeah.
You got that one? Is that okay?
Yeah, I've heard
okay.
of her.
44. Uh-huh. Jane Maloney is 44 from the West Wing. Clive Owen is 49. You know who Clive Owen is.
I have no idea.
Sin City Diaries, Derailed, Closer, Shoot 'Em Up.
Oh, sure.
King Arthur, Duplicity movie.
All of those. Yeah, I remember that.
Tommy Lee is 51.
Motley Crue, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Jack Wagner is 54. The Reverend Al Sharpton.
Really?
59 years old today.
Wow.
Dave Winfield, 62 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer.
Right.
Ron Laws from Earth, Wind, and Fire is 63. He was a saxophone player. Lindsey Buckingham is 64. Biff Henderson.
Oh, really?
From the Late Show.
Biff, I know.
The Late Show. A bit part guy from Letterman you recognize.
Yeah, that's it. Really, yeah.
Is 67. Roy Horn.
Oh, yeah.
69 years old from Siegfried and Roy. He's the one that survived the attack.
That happened on his birthday.
Yes.
What is that?
You'll see.
I'll see?
You'll see.
Oh, yeah. You know... What if his sciatica's acting up? You know what I'm saying?
And at 72 today.
Yeah.
And he's got. Who knows?
He's got to go out and do that damn dance every day, you know?
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So, according to the State Department documents released this week, Barack Obama's two-day trip to South Africa in June, it cost you, the taxpayers, more than $2.2 million. On a hotel room?
Yeah, we did that yesterday. Let's see if we can find a fresh one.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Turn November. Read a radio.
Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, the absurd ways the government finds to spend your hard-earned tax dollars becomes even more infuriating when we consider Washington's inability to cut spending, or as Nancy Pelosi says, the cupboard is bare. Now, if that's the case, how do you explain the fact the federal government managed to find nearly $100,000 to purchase an outhouse? You can't make this up. Federal Bureau Land Management, they paid $98,670 for the purchase and installation of an outhouse at the Swede Park Trailhead in Alaska. Oregon-based company, Aspen Single Model, on its website, they sell for as low as $999, but our government, they forked over $100,000. The insanity never ends.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
It's time again for Bavisma Incorporated's Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection Event. Bring your paint, computers, expired medications, herbicides, pesticides, fertilizer, batteries, motor oil, pool chemicals, household cleaning agents, and more. It's scheduled for October the 5th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Building. Enter from Highway 30 going east from Highway 6 and take the first left after Veterans Park. No entrance will be allowed from University Drive. For more information, call 979-764-3809 or visit online at bavisma.com.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Trickle down from the feds. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The partial government shutdown is hitting defense contractors in the wallet. Layoffs are happening there as well as at some manufacturing companies. One example is United Technologies, which is furloughing 2,000 folks at its Sikorsky unit. The shutdown is already causing service disruptions and angst for many employees who live paycheck to paycheck. European markets mostly lower so far, while Asian markets were mostly higher. The Nikkei basically unchanged. NASDAQ futures down 5 points, same for S&P 500 futures. With BlackBerry for sale, Cerberus Capital Management has emerged as a possible suitor. The two have reportedly entered into preliminary talks, and another firm is supposedly interested in the struggling smartphone maker. And Angie's List is slashing prices in several key markets. The consumer review site is trying to attract new members, so those in cities in New York, Chicago, Washington, and San Francisco will see membership prices shrink by 75%. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Wix.com.
Hi, I used Wix.com to build a free website recently.
How's the site working for you?
With my new website, business is booming. How cool is that?
Very cool.
It is. I did it all by myself and I have no tech skills at all. I chose one of the many beautiful template designs available, created something totally original, and the drag and drop website builder made it fun and easy to use. My friend said, dude, nothing is totally free, but Wix is free, including hosting. I love you guys.
We love you too, sir.
Visit Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off.
The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the five.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today, about 91. 20% chance of rain. Some of us got some of that stuff yesterday, so it could still pop up. And winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, 71. We'll continue that pattern. About 85 for our high on Saturday with a 30% chance of rain. And then a high of only 80 on Sunday with sunshine. So that sounds pretty pleasant, as a matter of fact. So we'll see how all that plays out. Right now, the winds are calm. We've got a relative humidity of 98%, and it's 72 degrees out there.
How much love you have or don't have in your life can impact how much disease you get or don't get in your life. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business. Step one is to know your website score. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com to instantly get your free website score and analysis. It's a free service from Boostability. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, myfreewebsitereport.com. While you may not think that the love in your life is related to your health and illness, apparently it is.
Harvard study. Did your parents love you? When they looked these students up 35 years later, if they said, yes, my parents loved me, one out of four had suffered a major illness. If they said, no, my parents didn't love me, 98% had.
Dr. Bernie Siegel, author of the book The Art of Healing, has spent a lifetime studying the mind-body connection.
Those are things, again, that psychologists are aware of. You know, you get people to fill out personality profiles, draw pictures of themselves, you can predict what disease they'll get later in life. And doctors don't get that kind of training. You know, they're focused on the disease. What pill do you give? What treatment do you give?
The amount of love and happiness we have in our lives does seem to have an impact.
And the benefit is the chemistry that happens in your body. You know how you feel if you laugh. You know how you feel when you're frightened. And those things take their toll on your body. You know, Monday morning, we have more heart attacks, strokes, suicides, and illnesses. You don't blame Monday. You say to people, what's going on? How do you feel about your life, your work, the traffic?
Dr. Siegel says the pursuit of love and happiness is a worthwhile goal for everyone.
And your life is stored in you. Alice Miller's line, a childhood is stored up in our bodies, and someday the body will present its bill.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
The BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Fall Parade of Homes Gold sponsor is James Conant Insulation and Fireplaces. The parade is Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th. Visit new homes and beautiful subdivisions. Discover new trends in home construction and the latest in home products and appliances. Builders will be on site to help you in purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes maps can be found in the Eagle, WTAW.com, or BCSBuilders.org starting October 4th. It's the Fall Parade of Homes, October 5th and 6th.
Morning cloudiness giving way to some sunshine later.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. There were multiple fires in a West Bryan apartment yesterday afternoon, and the man who lived alone there was found dead. Fire Inspector William Bowles says this was at the Twin City Condominiums on Verde Drive off 2818 between Turkey Creek and Villa Maria. Bowles says firemen extinguished the fire before it spread to other units in the building.
The doors that were on the units just above and next door to this unit were forcibly opened by fire department personnel to check for occupants and possible rescue and firefighter operations, but they did not find any extension past this unit.
The building was evacuated, but Bao says residents have been allowed to return and power was restored to all units except the apartment of origin. Bao says fires were found in the kitchen, the center of the living room, and two bedrooms. The occupant had what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but no fire-related injuries. Challenges with the largest freshman class ever at A&M are being met. That was among the messages given by President Bowen Lofton at this week's Bryan Rotary Club meeting.
Before this year, we were running freshman labs from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Now we're doing it until 10 p.m. on Friday. How many of you want a 7 p.m. Friday laboratory? Raise your hand. Okay, you understand. It's not popular, okay? Not popular at all.
Another challenge is the lack of on-campus housing.
We've probably got about 6,000-plus freshmen living off campus right now. And they're driving around. They're doing things that probably get in your way occasionally, perhaps your neighbors and so on. So I want to apologize. I'm saying that's the way it is.
Lofton says the size of the freshman class is 1,000 students more than projected, in part to a decision to extend the deadline to accept financial aid packages, which made A&M more competitive. The Sexual Assault Resource Center's 30 years of service to the Brazos Valley will be highlighted this evening during the annual candlelight vigil hosted by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
We are honoring the advocates who volunteer of their time and work so tirelessly. We're honoring the staff of every organization that gives of themselves day after day. They never have an off day. Their phones are on all the time. Their emails are up all the time. We'd like to ask folks to come 10 or 15 minutes before. We do have a musical segment, and we are doing an early lighting of the candles this year.
The Coalition's Beth Milam says all are invited to tonight's program starting at 7 at the Brazos County Administration Building in downtown Bryan. A new study shows for 40 years, 7 counties in Texas are among the nation's top 10 and are responsible for more than half of death row executions. Brazos and Montgomery counties are on that list, according to the Death Penalty Information Center's Richard Dieter.
It's a minority of prosecutors that are pushing this death penalty, and the costs of that are spread out across the state.
Also on the list are Jefferson, Harris, Dallas, Tarrant, and Bexar counties. In the meantime, the Associated Press forced the state to reveal the new supply of drugs to perform lethal injections were produced at a compound pharmacy in suburban Houston. A spokesman with the Department of Criminal Justice says they have enough pentobarbital to carry out scheduled executions into next year. Day two of the federal government shutdown included reporters talking with 8 House Republicans from the Houston area. The group included Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who wants Democrats to stop the name-calling.
Over the past few days, we have been called arsonist, anarchist, extremist, terrorist. We've been told we're running around with bombs strapped to our chest. And I remember when I was growing up, I was always taught that if somebody is calling you names, that means they've run out of substantive things to say.
Comments from the conference caller online at WTAW.com. The governor's race in Texas is 13 months away, and right now, I Don't Know is in the lead. That comes from the first head-to-head poll from the Texas Lyceum. Pollster Darren Shaw says 50% chose none of the above.
If you take the committed vote, Abbott's at 29 and Davis is at 21, that's 58% Republican, 42% Democrat, which, honestly, that's a 15-point spread. That's almost exactly what you'd expect in a generic party matchup in Texas.
Abbott leads among men, the AG and Davis split the women's vote, and Davis leads among African Americans and Hispanics. Some Texans use old-fashioned paper documents or face-to-face meetings to enroll in the nation's new health insurance system as ongoing website snafus created problems on the second day of open enrollment. Luis Velos says he filled out a paper application form early Tuesday and mailed it in the evening. The 19-year-old student says he's eager to get health insurance after his parents racked up $250,000 in medical debt when his father had a heart attack. The open enrollment period continues through December. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 74 degrees. The 6 of the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-856-9109. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-856-9109. That's 800-856-9109. Call 800-856-9109.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2. Way. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit Line Home Products. That's LYNEHomeProducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family with no overtime charges. After work, if you come home and your air conditioner is not working, don't worry. They'll get somebody out there the same day. Give them a call at 690-2278. Here are some numbers.
Morning cloudiness giving way to some sunshine later today, highs near 90. Late this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Partly cloudy weather through the evening, and it'll cloud up overnight, lows near 70. Tomorrow, the clouds give way to partial sun. Later in the day, a shower or thunderstorm may pop up, 90. Partly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Clouds Saturday, some showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures on Saturday, 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. All kinds of stuff going on yesterday, but one of the most interesting was the Association of Former Students honoring a late football player. We'll get to that for you here in just a little bit. Aggie Volleyball is cranking things up. Of course, there's playoff baseball, and Mac Brown's gearing up with the Longhorns for football tonight, all that and more. And we'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Now, I think we had this discussion that every time you say Mac
no,
Brown,
you
to say
said that. I'm
the
not
great
gonna,
Mac Brown.
I'm not going to do that.
You may do the greatest football coach of all time, Mac Brown, but just to say Mac Brown is very disrespectful of a man who is.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was an edict.
Yeah. Who's on the way out.
More than likely.
Yeah, I would think so. So, as we had in our news, the epicenter of politics in U.S. America today. Maybe Haltom City, Texas, because it's there that Senator Wendy Davis is expected to formally announce that she's running for the gubernator's job. Her announcement.
She'd be the only one in the state that would have better hair, though.
Oh, well, my gosh.
That's right. Yeah, it does a good job on her hair. Anyway, it'll be held around 5 o'clock at the auditorium in Haltom City where she got her high school diploma. There you are. Looking forward to that. And I think as we also had some political scientists saying, yeah, it's fine, Abbott will win by double digits. And she doesn't have a chance. But it makes Democrats all over Texas excited just to have somebody who they're not ashamed of at the top of the ticket. Or somebody who's made some news outside Texas.
Now, if Republicans could just do that in the national elections,
yeah,
we'd be all
really.
Set.
It'd be different, wouldn't it? And a Perry spokesperson has finally weighed in on the First Lady's comments that we talked about last week at the Texas Tribune Festival. This is kind of a public interview forum that they have over there. Governor, quote, Governor Perry's spokeswoman said Wednesday that First Lady Anita Perry is pro-life, and any suggestion to the contrary is, quote, simply ludicrous. I don't know. We heard the comments.
Yeah.
Evan Smith, who's the president and CEO of the Texas Tribune, asking her, and she sounded a bit more like live and let live on this whole thing.
Well, that's life.
Yeah. On Wednesday, Perry spokesperson Lucy Nash said, quote, the First Lady made it very clear on Saturday that she is pro-life and does not agree with those who choose to undergo an abortion. She was responding to a very specific question, not discussing policy, and any attempt to make this more than that is simply ludicrous, end quote.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, these are not the droids you're looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Look away.
Never yes. mind.
That's exactly right. So there you go. That's a little, you know, Rick's going, why should I have to be doing damage control? Why am I having to do this? But nonetheless. And also, beginning in 2014, most Texans will be required to carry health insurance. The federal marketplace offers dozens of health care plans and a sliding scale of tax credits for eligible individuals. Of course, you know, those tax credits are nice. But if you're not paying taxes in the first place, what good are they? Did I say that?
Ta-da!
That wasn't very nice, was it? Premium rates vary depending, of course, on the consumer's age and where they live. Ben and I were just talking yesterday, kind of as a just chit-chat about how much fun this is all going to be. And we came up with, for instance, mine, which is just for me and my wife. We'll only go up 166%. So, I mean,
only?
Yeah. So, you know, that's not bad. And so we'll see how all that goes. It should be.
166%.
166%. Yeah, I think it'll be just
fun. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Rank and file members of the Congress want John Boehner to return to the so-called Boehner rule, which they say means any debt limit hike must be matched by an equal amount of spending cuts.
Blamer is not going to do that, though. He already is scared to death of what's going on.
Yeah. And again, it looks more like the government shutdown is really it's going to be paired with the debt ceiling problem. You know, we talked basically about the Obamacare situation yesterday with Bill Flores, but, I mean, he did say that they got to get this taken care of because the debt ceiling fight is right around the corner. And so now it appears that those two things will be put together so we can learn even more. Yeah. And
that's going to be the biggest flipping nightmare in the history of nightmares.
Well, and it's interesting. I didn't hear it. I got this secondhand, but somebody said that the president had mentioned yesterday that just because the debt ceiling's going up, it doesn't mean it's going to cost us more. What? Of course it'll cost us more if the debt ceiling goes up. Because
really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me when the government has not maxed out their credit card. I mean, they just do that, right?
If the government was a teenage daughter, it would be locked in its room for the next year.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now, despite all the departments and areas that are legally mandated to shut down, the White House may be in danger of kind of overplaying their hand a little bit because We had some more veterans yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Disregarding those barriers that had been set up at the World War II Memorial.
Unmanned memorial.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. And so why do you do that? Why do you even put somebody over there?
Well, it's the same reason as we're going to cancel the White House Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
You know, just it's the same, just political, just junk.
Well, a spokesperson for the Pentagon said, optics, it's a perception thing. Apparently, it doesn't resonate with all the other government. Oh, that's no, this is something else. I'll do that in a minute. So what they did is they normally, I don't know how many park rangers they'd have over there, but they put more over there yesterday. So obviously that cost them more money for, as you say, basically an open area.
Well, they had to pay for people to put the barricades up.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah, but usually that place isn't even staffed anyway. It's like he just wants to try to make things as painful as possible so he can say, look what these Republicans did.
Just horrible, and because it's the Republican shutdown. And then, of course, the camera people, like cockroaches, have to be all over that because, you know, that's an event, so they can capture that video.
I absolutely love the idea of telling a guy that stormed Normandy Beach that you can't move a barricade and then
really
going, watch me.
Right.
Did Bill Clinton pull all this trash?
No. But see, the World War, for instance, the World War II Memorial was not finished in his administration.
So there were no other memorials he could have shut down?
He did, like the Washington Monument was. But, you know, you got to ride an elevator to really appreciate that. Walking around the outside of it's not that cool unless you're playing Ring Around the Rosie.
Well, especially now because it's covered completely with scaffolding.
Again, one more time. Now, the other thing was that having to do with optics was this whole naval, the whole service academy football thing.
Yep.
Because nobody, I mean, the running of the football game doesn't cost the government anything. There aren't tax dollars involved in that. So they'll get to play this weekend, right?
Yes, they will.
Just trying to crush the sentimental value.
That's it, sure. But, you know, I want you to understand the president feels our pain as well. I mean, while we may not be able to go to the World War II Memorial legally, while we might have not been able to watch football, he is canceling his trip to Malaysia.
Is he canceling the whole trip?
Yes, he is.
Oh, because it was downsizing yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was 2 days cut out of several other.
He'd been scheduled to do that anyway. It's the first time that he's canceled a trip.
Ever?
Ever. Like, ever. Anyway, so there you are. At least you know that he is sharing in the discomfort that we are with Obamacare. He realizes. Now he's going to have to stay home and eat mama's cooking one more day.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 5th, it's fencing with barbed wire. Come learn about the many different features of barbed wire and proper construction techniques this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You're looking out over the patio and you realize that your entire backyard looks like a big wooden box. It's enclosed on all sides that you can see by a 6-foot fence that makes you feel like a prisoner in your own home landscape. Taming a Texas fence. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A 1-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for 6 big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a 1-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. How can you take away some of the shock of that squareness from your fence so the fence will look more like the woodland meadow of your dreams, the landscape around that fence? Well, I have some steps to consider. Any that you care to use will help break up the starkness of straight wooden fencing. Consider a peninsula planting that juts out into your landscape. If your backyard is large enough, you can run a curved bed partway into the lawn. It should be two-thirds of the way from the front to the back of the yard, and it should extend either one-third or two-thirds of the way into the lawn. By keeping all of its lines away from the midpoints of the yard, it'll look a lot more natural. Your peninsular bed should be 5 to 8 feet wide, and it probably should be curved all along its boundary with your lawn. If the rest of your landscape is extremely formal, with square corners and straight lines, however, this bed should probably be the same way. It's just easier to get a softened, more natural look with the curves. If you really want to break the line of sight back to the fence, consider a low berm for the bed. It could swell up and out of the existing grade by as much as 12 or 18 inches, and it could look like a small slope transported from the hill country directly to your backyard. Be careful how you plant the berm, however, so that you maintain the natural look. Don't use tall plants at the crest. You may also want to develop a bed or two along the fence itself, probably on the side of the yard that's opposite the peninsular plantings. If the jutting bed is two-thirds of the way out from the house, this fence bed on the opposite side should probably be closer to the house. Again, use curved boundaries to keep it natural. It'll extend out 3 to 5 feet from the fence. As you work the ground for the bed, be careful that you don't pile soil against the wood of the fence. Use low shrubs and vines in this bed as you try to tie the fence visually to the lawn and the landscape it surrounds. You may also want a shade tree or two, not only to camouflage the fence, but also to give you protection from the hot summer sun. These, too, need to look like they're natural to the area. Your tree or shrubs should be planted to the sides of the landscape so that they enframe all else that you're doing. Most designers use a 60-40 ratio. Focal points like this would be 40% of the way from one side of the side walls and either 40 to 60% of the way back in the garden. Don't go for the midpoint. Now, there are lots of things you can do to enjoy your fence to the fullest. You just need to keep it simple. If you're planting vines over it, and there's some wonderful choices, plant the vine on the opposite side. Let it tumble into your yard. That'll help. Happier houseplants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Tradition in Aggieland can be as thick as some Texas accents, and this is an example of one such tradition. The Association of Former Students honored number 67, the late Joseph Villavicencio, an Aggie offensive lineman who lost his life December 2011 in a car accident. Here's his sister from the ceremony.
This large 6-foot-4 man had a love for musical and scented body soaps.
I love the fact that he's an offensive lineman with the love of scented body soaps, but his ring was donated to the association's memorial collection for the class of 2012. And this is the part that's surprising. It's the first Aggie football player to enter the said collection. On now to baseball, and we'll start it off right here.
He struck him out, and the Tampa Bay Rays have won the American League wild card, and they've got a date with the Boston Red Sox for the American League Division Series.
After knocking off the Rangers, but they're advancing now to go to Boston. The Rays won their second straight elimination playoff game by blanking Cleveland 4-0 last night as Alex Cobb and three relievers combined on 9-hit shutout for, and here's Cobb, by the way, after the game.
The adrenaline was definitely going pretty fast there in the early going of the game. You know, once Delman hit that home run, and I had a little bit of a run to work with, I tried to fill out the strike zone, and, you know, my stuff wasn't the best it's been, but I made my defense work, and they were awesome.
The NL Central champ St. Louis Cardinals start the NL Division Series with a game this evening against wildcard winner Pittsburgh. The Cards are tabbing 19-game winner Adam Wainwright for the start, while the Pirates are going with A.J. Burnett, who was 10-11 this season. The East champions, Atlanta Braves, have the home field advantage for Game 1 in their series against the Dodgers. The Braves are going with Chris Mettle, and the Dodgers have tabbed their ace starter, Clayton Kershaw. Texas Rangers are not renewing the contracts of their first base coach, Dave Anderson, and bench coach, Jackie Moore, for next season. Here's Derek Holland on losing his bench coach. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Losing Jackie really does. It sucks. That guy... I mean, he was with Wash. I know I hear you guys joke about it. They're the huggers, you know, everything. But it's just going to be different. He always had those one little comments, and it was like something that would kick into you right away. He was to me personally, he was somebody that I looked up to and talked to.
Audio courtesy of The Fan in Dallas. Pitching coach Mike Maddox, hitting coach Dave Megnan, and third base coach Gary Pettis, bullpen coach Andy Hawkins are all expected to return with the Rangers. This is the first year they've missed the playoffs in 4 years. Texas Longhorns play an unusual Thursday night game tonight, and here's Coach Mac Brown.
It is very different for us, even though we've had the Thanksgiving games with A&M and last year with TCU, but it's unique and something that we're learning to deal with.
Unusual and now not great for them. Texas medical staff says junior quarterback David Ash won't play against Iowa State tonight because of a head injury. Senior Case McCoy will get the start for the Longhorns. Ash has missed part of all of Texas's previous three games after being injured in a second-half loss to BYU on September the 7th. A senior defense official says the U.S. Military Academy football teams will be on the field this weekend despite the ongoing government shutdown because the games are paid for with non-appropriated funds and have been long planned. Army is scheduled to travel to Boston College this weekend as Air Force will play Navy. Top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide will be going into their going into the next game without their top defensive player for an indefinite period of time. Alabama coach Nick Saban has suspended star safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix indefinitely for an undisclosed violation of team rules. And in the all-name team after Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, how about changing your name? San Francisco 49ers safety Dante Winter has revealed that he was fined at $2,100 by the league for a hit last Thursday night over the St. Louis Rams. But he said on Wednesday, I'm dropping the W from my last name. Quote, I actually put the paperwork in yesterday afternoon, just waiting for some paperwork to come out. Said the conference call with Houston media, quote, so from here on out until I retire, my name will be Dante Hittner without the W. Wednesday, he revealed his name change in a tweet. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is good. Oh, my.
It's affordable family entertainment. With season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
In 2012, the Texas A&M Aggies turned the tide in Tuscaloosa. The game was selected as the 2012 College Football Game of the Year by the United States Sports Academy. In commemoration, renowned artist Daniel A. Moore has created Turning the Tide, a stunning oil painting of Johnny Manziel as he slices through Bama's defense. See the finished painting now at newlifeart.com. This exquisite masterwork is offered as limited edition fine art giclée prints and canvases. For special pre-publication prices, visit newlifeart.com now.
Looking to showcase your business and get your logo out in front of the public? One of the most cost-effective ways to advertise your business is for your staff to be dressed in church with your company's logo. Send Monograms and More your logo today and let them get you started by outfitting your company's staff. They'll send you a proof and you simply go online to their website or drop by their showroom at 1806 Welch in College Station and pick out the right church styles for your business. It's that simple. Call Monograms and More at 693-7773 or go online to monograms-more.com today.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to